Capital Insider, sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association, committed to fostering healthcare in rural Oklahoma through education and public and private partnerships. More on OSMA at okmed.org.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, the new year began with several bills becoming law. What stands out in that group of new laws?
12 bills took effect on New Year's Day, and three of those focus on modernizing Oklahoma's criminal code. You may recall a task force worked for several years to classify or group similar crimes together into classes that would then have similar punishment parameters. The first of those bills was House Bill 1792, which passed in 2024. Its effective date was delayed to January 1st of this year to allow lawmakers and other stakeholders to evaluate the bill's impact and implement any needed adjustments. Those adjustments were reflected in House Bills 2104 and 2105, which also took effect on New Year's Day. And it appears that work is continuing. Some of the new bills being filed for the 2026 legislative session propose additional adjustments to the classifications and grouping of crimes.
And the 2026 legislative session begins in less than a month. There was a surge in bill filings over the holidays.
From the end of May, when the legislature previously adjourned, until January 3rd, just over 230 new bills and joint resolutions were filed for consideration in the 2026 legislative session. What really surprised me was that 115 of those, about half, were filed over the weeks of Christmas and New Year's. So the idea that not much work was done those last 2 weeks of the year really doesn't hold true for lawmakers and the legislative staff who draft and file those bills.
Turnpike expansion, specifically in central Oklahoma, has been an ongoing controversial story for a few years now. And on Tuesday, the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority voted to begin condemnation of some properties near the proposed east-west connector and near the Turner Turnpike. Where are the properties in the Norman area, and what does this action tell us about the status of this process?
The properties are along Indian Hills Road, which will become the east-west connector. Some are just east of West 48th Avenue Northwest, and others are just west of 48th Avenue Northwest. And there are also a group of properties that are located north of Indian Hills Road on I-35, where Indian Hills Road crosses, and these are on the east side of the interstate. Todd Gore, the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority's Director of Right-of-Ways, said each property owner has received multiple notifications with the authority's first offer for the property's purchase, but the agency has not received a counteroffer from those property owners. It's a timing situation with construction, Gore said. We need to start the process. Now, he noted that the condemnation process can be long, and he also pointed out the agency is still open to further negotiation with landowners as that process moves along. And since the property owners were given notice that the board would consider whether to condemn their properties, Gore said multiple owners are reaching out to his team.
A state representative has filed a bill proposing a constitutional amendment that would allow the legislature to freeze funding for a particular higher education institution in the state. How is this proposed legislation significant?
Except for occasional special projects, the legislature usually does not appropriate money to individual higher education institutions. Those allocations are made by the regents for higher education. So the proposed constitutional amendment would really have two effects. It would allow the legislature to cut funding to a specific institution, while at the same time undoing what the higher regents had done in terms of funding that school.
Does the proposed constitutional amendment provide the terms under which the legislature could take that action?
It does not. It only requires that the resolution proposing the action list the college or university, the percentage of funding to cut, and the length of time that the funding would be cut. I would suspect, however, a lawmaker proposing such a thing would have to explain their reason for requesting it on the floor of the House or the Senate.
Are there any other constitutional amendments being proposed in bills filed so far?
Yes, there are a handful. Some relate to property taxes, others relate to legislative pay, and one would prohibit the courts in the state of Oklahoma from using international law, particularly Sharia law, in their decision-making process. The deadline for filing new bills and joint resolutions is on Thursday, and we'll likely see more proposed constitutional amendments among those that will be filed.
All right, thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. And look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.